With the view from her Jerusalem window, here's Andrea Simontov.
Shalom, Andrea.
Shalom, shalom. Tzoraim tovim.
Gam lach tzoraim tovim. So before we even start, and I don't know if I'll be disciplined for referring to another person's appearance on radio stations, yours in particular, on Israel News Talk Radio, but I have been asked twice as to when you are on air and how one can listen to you.
So that's great. Yeah. So thank you. Thank you. Wow, how flattering. So I am on air live at 7 o'clock a.m. Israel time, which I think is the same time now in Johannesburg, because you guys don't move for anybody.
Yes,
you hold the time and the rest of the world has to orbit around you. We got it. Okay. So it's 7 o'clock a.m., a time that just everybody's up. And that's live for 1 hour, but then it appears in a podcast. You can hear the podcast at your leisure.
Much better. Much better. Because we don't want people not tuning into the Morning Mayhem, yeah? And that is available where?
Oh, yeah. So on your computer, you type into that little address bar, www.israelnewstalkradio.com. That's one word. And you'll be able to find, you'll be able to get into the show. There's a chat room. You could let me know that you're listening in. I'm scared of the chat room. People talk to me and I get all flustered. So
I'm sure that sounds very much like the Andrea I know, mind you. Okay, so enough self-promotion. Let's move on to the subject at hand today. And I'm laughing at that because I'm completely set you up for that. So the best and better now. Where are you going with that?
Well, I don't know. So I said people have such high expectations. What was it? Last week you said that people said I was on a roll. I was really burning. So I'm not burning so much today. I was thinking, you know, the weather is changing and I don't know about Johannesburg, but I can imagine that people are aware of the upcoming holidays. You know, it's starting to, even though like in America, I know it starts very early. They don't even carve the Thanksgiving turkey when, you know, guys are dressed up in red suits going ho, ho, ho. Does that happen in Joburg?
Not really.
Oh, well, there you have it. So anyway, I was just thinking, you know, the seasons are changing. We're getting ready for Hanukkah here.
Yeah.
And we have just, I don't even know, can we say that we've come out? Because we haven't come out. We're just bored, bored of masks. Bored of rules, bored of the conflicts and the discussions and the, you know, the pro-vaccine, anti-vaccine. People, friendships has died. And I thought to myself, this week, I found myself one morning just in a funk. And I could not put my finger on it. Simon, even today as I'm speaking with you, I can't tell you what it was. And then I realized it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I mean, feelings are real. Feelings can't be denied. But what we do with them, those feelings. And I started to think, I took some grandchildren out to dinner separately, each one each night. And by the time it came to the third night, I wasn't taking them out anymore. I couldn't afford it. I was starting to like grill chicken wings, you know, because I wasn't going to take them out. And one of the children spoke rudely to a serving person, to a wait person.
Yeah.
It was a waitress. Am I allowed to say that to you?
No, you can't.
Am I allowed to identify the person as
No, that's all right.
A female gender? Okay.
You can do that.
Okay. On your station, maybe. But anyway, and my grandchild was rude. And we got into a whole discussion. I started to think about this year of COVID that we don't know how to conduct ourselves with waiters and waitresses. Couples have been dating, but they've been dating online. So you don't know if that person that you're speaking with is generous with tipping and waitstaff, speaks kindly. The people decide to get married that way. And I started to talk to this grandchild and I gave him this lesson and I said, you know, I grew up in a very no world. Everything was no. And you had to beg for the yeses that you wanted. Okay?
Yeah.
And I said that I had a teacher who taught us that the world will work much more swimmingly if we just say yes every time we can. It doesn't mean, you know, blind yes, you know, get some crack cocaine. Oh, yes.
of course.
To say yes if we can, that it becomes an obligation and you make it part of your entire demeanor. But it doesn't mean that if you have to say no, you say yes. No, you must say no. So I started to think, what could I do to bring a smile? I don't know if you saw this video that's going around. There's a guy, actually he was a Chabadnik, because he'd have to be a Chabadnik, on the New York City subway. There's a wonderful video, and you might know what I'm talking about.
To the man with the shoes. Yeah, that is
with
very
the shoes.
Moving. Yeah.
And he didn't go on to give his shoes. Just to recap very quickly, he had purchased new shoes. He was obviously a tourist in New York from some Spanish-speaking country. And he saw a man with no shoes, and he had just purchased shoes. So he put on his – he didn't put on the new shoes yet. He walks over with his shoes, and he just says, can you use these shoes? And the man said, yes. It was just this moment. And the smiles. And then he went back, and he sat down, and he put on his shoes. And it was this – glorious moment. And I remember my father of blessed memory, if they were going out to dinner, he and my mother, or they were going, they used to dance in those days. My mother wore these insane Marge Simpson hairdos, and they would go dancing. And whenever they would go out, my father would say, do you have a friend that you want to include? Do you have a single friend who would like to join us? And they would always have this person. And then in the days before Easy Passes, we would sit in the car, and for fun, my same father would pay for the toll of the strangers in the car behind us.
Wow.
Just to see the faces. And we kids were sitting in the back of a station wagon, and to see the faces. And it was really funny when it was nuns. For some reason, it all frequently was nuns. But and I thought to myself, especially since people are asking about my show, I said, you know what? If everyone listening to this show, live and on podcast, takes it upon themselves in this upcoming secular year, starting with Hanukkah, the festival of lights, and we rejoice. How do we rejoice? You know, I thought to myself recently, I spent a lot of time in the hospital. You know, we had some off station chatting, Simon.
We did.
It was
indeed
not a good health season. And I kept saying, these people bringing around the cakes, the magazines, they're holy. I want to do that too, but I can't. And then I thought to myself, listen up, boys and girls, okay, at High FM. Imagine if everyone took upon themselves, except for the Sabbath, to elicit three smiles in the day, to make three complete strangers or family members or friends smile. You haven't closed your day unless you can contribute to the world three smiles via your efforts, whether it's handing out your shoes, paying a toll, or just opening up the door for someone who doesn't expect it. Imagine the ripple effect of that. And I want anybody, because I'm running out of ideas, because I'm really not that clever. So seriously, Simon, I would like anybody who has ideas listening to send me an email, Andrea@IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com, to let me know their experiences, what works for them that I can incorporate here. Where did I even get this idea? Okay, are you asking? Are you wondering? I'm looking at the clock to see when you're going to hang up on me. Okay, I have another minute. I went this week. You know I'm coming to South Africa, everybody.
We do. I'm not going to be here, but anyway, go on.
Oh, so you say. You're so going to be there for me. But anyway, I got to talk to Kathy Kaler. We got to make a meet and greet. But anyway.
Don't feel rushed. We're going to go to six.
Okay, good.
Got lots to talk
so,
about.
So anyway, I have to buy gifts as I'm going to South Africa. Now, my experience visiting South Africa has generally always been a very Jewish experience. This time, I'm going to be meeting with non-Jewish friends. A lot of non-Jewish people are going to be in my orbit. And I thought, what am I bringing? I'm not going to bring them menorahs. I'm not going to bring them my famous challah covers. They do not need mezuzahs for their door. What am I going? And I found a beautiful little shop. I'm going to give them a little shout out. It's called Yad Lakashish. Very much worth checking out. But the point about Yad Lakashish is that it was created a Jerusalem gem. It was created in the early 1960s for the elderly. Yad Lakashish, it's a phrase from the Torah. It's extending a hand to the elderly. But it's not such a flattering word. Kashish is really dry straw. But if you can get past that, it was created to give people who were really living on the streets, had no food, had nowhere to go. It was actually before the Six-Day War. And so they created a bookbinding workshop, and they gathered some of the older men in. They had showers. They had beds. They gave them a hot meal. And they taught them bookbinding. And even to this day, the Yad LaKashish bookbinding shop is very active and very famous. Well, it went on, and it's only older people. Now about 90% of the workers are from the former Soviet Union. They're not artists. They have a silk workshop, ceramic, wood, metal shop, jewelry, beautiful knitting shop. And the stuff is high quality. It's not like, you know, your kids' camp arts and crafts projects that, like, you're ashamed to keep out too long. This stuff is beautiful. And every item in their gift shop is stamped and comes with a brochure telling about it. The point is,
yeah,
the woman who founded the shop, I'm not giving her name, it's not important, saw a need and said, there's people who need to eat. There's people who need to shower. And so she found 12 people, gave them a place to sleep, rest, and a shower. Every one of us can elicit 3 miraculous smiles every day. And I thought, if she could do that, well, I could do that, and so can you, Simon, so can anybody listening in, and I'm dying to hear people's ideas, because if we get a movement not based on gossip, not based on ragging, not based on the ugliness that's out there, I just want to, I know you're going to let me go till 6, I had a client this week, not a beautiful woman, suffered her whole life in the shadow of very beautiful girlfriends. And she was going to a simcha, going to a festival, and she asked me to do her makeup, and I was happy to do it. And as I'm doing it, she began to cry. And she said the last time she went out wearing makeup, a supposed friend said to her, oh, nice, you're wearing makeup. You look like a man in drag.
Oh, no. Oh, no, that's cruel.
Cruel! A statement designed to injure. And why did this friend say this? Because the friend was saying it all about her. It's about the speaker. It's being clever, being funny, not understanding how simple it is to wound and slay a person. Well, I maintain when I say recenter, regroup, and rejoice, with the same simplicity we can gossip and point and injure, we can find exercise the fun, the loving, the caring, and the outreach muscles. And we can really make this, we can do so much. I need ideas. I'm dying here. I'm drowning here. Please, people, send me your ideas, things that I can do. Let me know things that are just indigenous to South Africa that would work there and not here. And let me see. And I think that we can have a fabulous movement. I really want to hear what people think, because the notes I hear from people, you South Africans are just fun and delicious, and your season of load shedding, but you could use some kindness and outreach.
Andrea Simantov, so much for me being able to still ask you a question or two. Our time is gone. You'll have to wait till next week, but I look forward to chatting then.
Shalom u'mivorach from Jerusalem. Bye-bye.
Shalom u'mivorach from Jerusalem. Bye-bye and blessings.